I am fantastic. How are you, my friend?
Doing well. Thanks for coming on the show. Have you had the bike out yet? Because I've seen some.
I've seen some too, but I'm one of those people that likes to wait for street sweepers. And then, of course, Mother Nature decided to out like a lion in March. So
I'm a fair weather rider too. Yeah, it's the gravel that gets me a little sketchy.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the gravel. I just want to see that kind of picked up a bit so there's less concerns for me cornering.
Let's get to know Leanne a little bit before we dive into the Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society. How long have you been riding?
So now you're going to make me date myself.
It's been a week, Sean.
I just was born yesterday. No, I've been around the community for a very long time, but I got on my own motorcycle in 2007.
Oh, good for you. Right around the same time I did.
Yeah, look at us go.
There you go. And what year did you start the Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society?
You know what? It's exciting this year, Sean. It is our 10th anniversary.
No, it is not. Is it really?
It is. It's our 10th anniversary. I mean, technically, we were founded in 2016, but we did our first campaign launch that year. So this year is our 10th annual campaign launch.
I think I was there.
Yes, you were. I have a picture of all of my media friends, and you were in there. We were the vertically challenged people in the front of that photo.
And the reason for starting the society, what did you see that you were like, you know what, we need this?
You know, I saw a lot of posts on the social media outlets of rider down, and it just became a lot more frequent. And I remember specifically a couple back-to-back where a vehicle had crossed center, I think it was on Ellerslie in 2015, and took out a motorcycle rider. And then like the very next day or the day after that was an alleged drunk driver collided with a young couple on their motorcycle. One of those individuals lost their lives. And I sat up and I went, you know, nobody's doing any messaging for our community. Like the government, God bless them, they do give us some grant funding, but there's nobody doing those, you know, don't rip through construction zones and don't drive drunk or, you know, all those types of PSAs, public service announcements that are out there. So I just decided, well, if no one's going to do it, why don't I? And pulled together an amazing team, including our mutual friend, Marty Ford. And we hit the ground running, and we're 10 years in now.
Chatting with Leanne Langlois from the Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society, now that spring is here, and, well, officially here, but the snow's still kind of hanging around. But we're going to start seeing more and more bikes. For people behind the wheel of a car, truck, whatever, what do they need to be watching for?
We really do have the same tips for everybody, whether you're on two wheels up to 18, which is, you know, we have rules on the road, and it would be really great if everybody kind of respected those, put down the phone, be paying attention to what you're doing, whether you're on a motorcycle or in a vehicle. Just making sure you're being respectful of each other. Courtesy goes a long way of making sure everybody arrives alive, no matter what they're transporting themselves in. Giving space, shoulder checking, that's a lost art. Whether you're on a bike or in a car, like your signal lights and your mirrors are only going to do so much. Like take that extra actual look with your eyeballs and make sure that that blind spot is clear. And, you know, before you're changing lanes. And, you know, it's just really all about sharing the road and being respectful.
And what you wear when you're riding is incredibly important too. What you wearing?
Proper full face helmet, proper jacket, whether it's leather or textile, depending on what the weather is like, how hot it is.
Sure.
Proper pants. I've got 3 or 4 versions of pants. I have a couple versions of boots. I have a couple versions of gloves. And it depends. Is it 35 above? Or is it, you know, 5 degrees?
And this is a woman who's done 150 miles an hour plus, right? Out at the Salt Flats in Utah.
155.210 miles.
Miles per hour.
That's 250 kilometers an hour.
Unbelievable.
On the sketchiest surface in the world.
You're my inspiration. You're my hero.
Well, I'll do the little shameless plug of the fact that I'm the only Canadian woman that holds land speed records at the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Wow.
In Canada on a motorcycle.
Leanne Langlois from the Alberta Motorcycle Safety Society. Plug that website and your podcast.
Right. So if you want to learn anything more about us or maybe become a member, whether it's corporate, general, or just want information, it is ab-amss.com. motorcyclesafety.org, and that also has links on there to our For the Love of Motorcycles event in June, as well as our Think Bike podcast, which is full of amazing stories of adventure, collision survival, tips from the industry of all different kinds, available wherever you get your podcast ear candy from.
Have a safe spring, my friend. Thanks for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
We need to do a ride this year.
Yeah, we do. I'll get you out racing dirt bikes.
Oh, that'd be fun. Let's do it.